Hello, everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and this is Fired Up, episode 77, as we climb towards our magical number 100. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, this is part of the Library of Grumblings Media and our podcast. And man, do we have a hell of a show for you guys today. You know, sometimes it takes me a couple of hours to research a show. I'm looking for discussion from the audience or the panelists. And sometimes I go down the rabbit hole and dig deep. And I've got five stories for you this week. I call this the Law and Order episode. And why do I call it that? Well, we're going to talk about Judge Dugan and her righteous arrest. We're going to talk about the fall, or the current fall from grace. Not that she was ever up there. Letitia James. We're going to talk about Mary Moriarty. Another George Soros-backed DA who I am quite familiar with from the perspective we saw our own here in Los Angeles of Jorge Gascon. Now, I live in San Diego, but Jorge Gascon, George Gascon made the news daily. These are George Soros bred and bought by the billionaire to create chaos, and she's betraying her constituents. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a New Mexico judge who literally was working with the cartel, if not for the cartel, and that is Judge Cano, who was arrested, who quietly resigned, and can no longer forever serve on the bench per the New Mexico Supreme Court. And then we're going to close it out with the ultimate betrayal, approximately 15,000 dead at his hands, and that is the former disgrace sexual offender, or rather harassment, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Terrible family. From Mario to Andrew to Chris Cuomo. They're all liars. Man, I'll tell you this though about Chris Cuomo, the son. Boy, he's like a duck. Water just slides right on. Now, I don't know if these 15,000 deaths, I can sit there if I have to preface that with alleged, but I'll say alleged. But per the research I did, that's as close to an accurate count, and that does not come from his office. His office tried to minimize it, and it is one reason he is out of office. Not the main reason, but when they were looking to throw him under the bus, they started digging deep, and everything was on the table. He saw the writing on the wall and resigned as the disgrace governor he is. So, before I forget, though, let us not forget. I have to promote the show. Make sure you bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. Grumblingsmedia.com. That is where you shall find this show. And for those of you who are watching us, you're likely watching us on either YouTube or Rumble, but you can also listen to us on Apple, Spotify, ePandora under the handle Grumblings Media. Once again, bookmark Grumblings Media and follow us on our YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, ePandora channels under the profile handle Grumblings Media. Okay, first on tap is what I call betrayal by judicial activism. Judge's great migrant hide-and-seek caper ends in FBI handcuffs. So let's start with Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan. She's a big woman. They had to use two handcuffs on her. That's how big that woman is. Woo! Not something to be proud of. She's also a vile shrew. And guys, you may look at me, or ladies, you may look at me as a male chauvinistic pig, but that's how she came across. Just one of these vile, feminazi, suburban women that is smart. Obviously, you don't become a judge without either one having contacts and being smart, or both. But let's review her case on April 25th, 2025. Just the other day, she was arrested at the Milwaukee County Courthouse for allegedly obstructing an ICE arrest of a Guatemalan migrant on April 18th, 2025. How did I learn about it? I'll tell you. This is how I learned about it. Let me read that to you. Just now, the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin on charges of obstruction. after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse. Eduardo Flores Ruiz, allowing the subject, an illegal alien, to evade arrest. Thankfully, our agents chased down the perp on foot, and he's been in custody since. But the judge's obstruction created increased danger to the public. We will have more to share soon. Excellent work at FBI Milwaukee. And he's absolutely correct. And what he means by the danger to others is when they let these people back on the street, there's danger to us civilians. Them going back to their gangbangers, them going back to, if you're in Colorado, to their apartment complex they've taken over, you know. So there's a lot of danger to the public, and they know this. Democrats do. And when you hear about this guy's record, you're going to be, what the hell? So this incident has supposedly sparked debate about judicial conduct, local federal tensions over immigration enforcement, and the implication of courthouse arrest, along with exposing the migrants' criminal history that the mainstream media constantly lies about, including the Abrego Garcia. That's where they started with. And on a side note, you're a TDS moron if you believe he did not have due process. It's been documented, 2 judges, 2 court hearings. It's like, come on, what more do you want? But I digress. Let's get back to Judge Dugan here. So, Judge Dugan, well, first of all, let's talk about the individual who was arrested. I'm looking at my notes. So, agents entered the Milwaukee County Courthouse to arrest 35-year-old Guatemalan migrant who was illegally in the United States. He was appearing for a pending charge of second-degree sexual assault of a child. Now, Judge Hannah Dugan did not care about his past record. Did not care how violent an offender he is. Did not care of how much of a pig this man is. So, she obstructed, allegedly, the arrest by moving the migrant between rooms, including a jury room to evade apprehension. And various media sources have confirmed this. So, despite her efforts, again, as Cash Patel stated, ICE agents located the illegal alien and arrested him. Or rearrested him, I guess. I don't know. Dugan faces 2 felony counts related to obstruction, as reported by WISN-TV, as well as a whole plethora of other outlets. She deserved to be arrested. She was willing to, people, listen to this. Listen to me. She's willing to throw a criminal on the street to rape somebody, to murder somebody, to violently attack somebody, as he has the violently attack. He was there for a sexual assault on a minor. Ladies, for all you feminists out there who want to support Judge Dugan, what if that was your daughter? Guys, what if that was your daughter? I don't care if you're a Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian, or an elitist who hates Trump, or a TDSer. If that's your kid, I'm sure you'd be sweet singing another tune. Why? It's human nature. All these people, they're okay with it as long as it's your kid that gets raped, as long as your kid that gets murdered, as long as it's your kid that gets beat on. They're going to stand by their highfalutin philosophy and ideology. And what's my point? Man, boy, I wish it wouldn't happen to these innocent people, to their kids. Maybe if it happened to some of the people's kids who are in power, we wouldn't have such corruption in our court systems and in Congress. That's a vile thing to say, I know, but it's true. What's his criminal history? Convicted for physical assault, including a violent incident where he beat a man who asked him to lower the music. Talk about impulsive aggression there. But hey, that's okay. As long as it's not your kid getting beat on. Your father getting beat on. Your grandfather getting beat on. Y'all sick of me. Operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Where's MAD? Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They're nowhere to be found, are they? Convicted for that. Strangulation and suffocation. Felony conviction for intentionally choking or impeding breathing. Domestic abuse. Convicted for abusing a family member, household member, or intimate partner. Suggesting of violence in private settings is how it was defined to me when I looked it up. was pending the second degree sexual assault of a child. He's facing a charge, which is what he was in court for, sexual contact or intercourse with a minor under 16. A felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. I mean, this guy's just a violent dude. I mean, let's put all this in context. I mean, his convictions for battery, strangulation, domestic abuse, disorderly conduct, and DWI, you combine that with the pending child sexual assault charge? This guy's beyond a repeat offender. This guy shouldn't be anywhere near freedom. This is a man with a history of violent and reckless behavior across public and domestic settings. But not to Judge Dugan. Not to that heifer. To that heifer, he walks on water. And we're the vile, evil ones. And yes, I do not like that judge. She is a vile person who should be stripped of her judgeship, and charges need to be brought up, and she needs to spend time in jail if these prove to be true. If not, let her go back to her judgeship. But we all know it's true. There's witnesses there. Way too many witnesses. I mean, think about it. Not only does he have an extensive criminal record, but the sexual assault charge and strangulation conviction. That underscores ICE's prioritization of his arrest. And it also amplifies the scrutiny of Judge Dugan's alleged obstruction. Man, what is it with these women? I tell you. So what does this expose? It exposes the ideological battle that's going, where I want to see people who are guilty be put in jail or deported if they cross the border illegally. Judge Dugan, as long as she's not killing, as long as these illegals aren't killing her kids, her family members, her husbands, her lovers, I don't know, she maybe gets straight, I don't care. Anybody in her realm of the world, she's okay with them killing us. Why? Well, look at what she allegedly did here. This guy's a thug. They're like, the courthouse is a bastion. So who made you God and said it's a bastion? It's a, what? Is ICE, are they vampires in your church and they can't come in? No. You know, somebody I know says, I'm ashamed to be American when ICE agents raid this. Well, I'm ashamed you're an idiot. Because these people use these places to go hide. Hell, in my home country, Noriega, in Panama, he ran through the Catholic Church and hid there. I would have tossed some tear gas and sat there and said, well, better pray to God. As you cry, throw his ass out. They're lucky we're a civilized country, and we respect that. But y'all fools. Y'all act as if we're vampires, people who want law and order. Why do you think immigrants flee dictatorships, authoritarianism, socialism, communism, all of that? Because we see law and order in this state. But y'all take it for granted. Damn, hypocrites, as long as it doesn't happen to your kind, i.e. your family, your friends, you're okay with it happening to everybody else. You are the worst stinking fools in this world with that thought process. And y'all know who you are. I tell you, this is a minor with a history of sexual assault and battery. So rather than fulfill the duty to protect communities, this just says, I'm going to allow him to go rape and pillage. Maybe she's got Danish in her, got some Viking blood in her. So this issue we're facing, it reflects a broader Democrat strategy to court a growing immigrant population as their new political base. Why do they do that? Well, they're sidelining the black communities whose population growth has stagnated and been pretty much even keel for the last few years, since the 1970s. I want to say there's been over 30 million abortions by black by African-American women. So they got to build up that low-information voter. And they don't care if they're criminals or not. They pander to the criminal vote. Y'all sitting there, why you call her a heifer? Look, it took two handcuffs to get her in a change. Man, if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I draft her. They need some offensive linemen. That's her being taken away. So, I have to insert this video for you guys. This is incredible. This is Pam Bondi. She was on Fox talking about this.
In court, being prosecuted by a state prosecutor for domestic violence battery. He had beat up two people, a guy and a girl, beat the guy, hit the guy 30 times.
30 times! 30 times! Can you believe that? Looks like I was having some issues with the video. Apologies there.
And beat up a woman so badly they both had to go to the hospital. And John, you know, it's so rare for victims to want to cooperate. They wanted to cooperate. They were.
Now, that's a very important point. It is tough to get rape victims and sexual assault victims to go to court and speak the truth. I mean, that's why, you know, it irks the hell out of me when something comes up 20-some-odd years later. There's no proof because the odds of it being a lie are higher than it being the truth. We saw that all through the Me Too movement. Justice Kavanaugh, you know, that Jean Carroll towards Trump. They actually had to work the law to make it legal for her to do what she did. That's New York, a blue state. Man, can y'all believe 9/11 hit? We were all running there. All our money, all our friends, all of this. And this is how they treat the rest of the country afterwards. Disgusting. I find that disgusting. That so much blood, sweat, and tears and loyalty because their fellow Americans was given to them. And this is how they treat the rest of the country afterwards. Spit in our faces with that E. Jean Carroll disgusting political prosecution. Let's go on here.
Sitting in the courtroom with the state prosecutor, the judge learns that ICE was outside to get the guy because he had been deported in 2013, came back in our country, commits these crimes, charged with committing these crimes, victims in court.
So what's she saying? He's already been convicted of these things and he's been thrown out, come back in.
Judge finds out, she goes out in the hallway, screams at the immigration officers. She's furious, visibly shaken, upset, sends them off to talk to the chief judge. She comes back in the courtroom. You're going to believe this.
Here it is. Here's what she did.
The defendant and the defense attorney back in her chambers, takes them out of private exit and tells them to leave. While a state prosecutor and victims of domestic violence are sitting in the courtroom. This guy was...
Y'all hear that? Y'all understand what she's saying? She's saying victims. Victims of domestic abuse in the courtroom, ready to testify. And y'all know how difficult that is to get these people to testify, these women to testify. They are brave women. And in this case, they're risking their lives based off the violent history of this man. And what does this judge do and say? I don't care that he abused you. I don't care that he beat on you. I don't care how violent he is. I hate everything that's not progressive. And I am Judge Dugan. Hear me roar as she lets a criminal, convicted criminal, in court again for domestic abuse, lets him go. You think about that. You know, I have no time for the nonsense. Well, there is no well, William, here. Disgusting. Disgusting. So, let me show you. She appeared in court on April 25th, just the other day. She was released from custody following the hearing. She should not have been released from custody. Somebody who's willing to let a criminal on the street like that, man, I don't trust her. She may flee the country. She may roll on over the border. So some statements here. The Milwaukee County District Attorney, John Chisholm, he expressed concern about ICE operations at the courthouse. Are you kidding me, you moron? Are you kidding me? You have concerns? You have concerns about ICE wanting to deport illegal aliens who are violent predators in court already for screwing around with a minor. Domestic abuse. Technically, I don't know if that's pedophilia, that's just kids, but underage, minor. But you're concerned about ICE operations, which is 100% legal. In fact, you know how strong this case is? Even y'all's best allies, leftists, Green Party, rhinos, libertarians, all of y'all, even y'all's best allies here, CNN, has this to say.
The Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
Let me repeat, fools. That is textbook obstruction. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry at the fact that y'all are screaming, compassion, William, compassion, got to have compassion. Y'all have no compassion for victims. I have not heard not one of my friends who support this nonsense go, yeah, what happened to Lake and Riley shouldn't have happened. Not one of them. Compassion. Then they talk about compassion for illegals. Y'all cowards. Again, if it happened to your family, your friends, y'all wouldn't be screaming compassion. You'd be giving the needle. Hypocrite. Disgusting, vile hypocrites y'all are. That's how angry I am at this crap. Now, in defense of Chisholm, the moron here, he says, but we typically cooperate with ICE. I just prefer to have the arrest conducted outside court. Nah, if they're illegals and they're in court, they've been caught, they need to be sent out of this. Hell, send them to El Salvador, right? That'll keep them from coming back over here. Y'all just don't care for law and order. Ask any African who's come here. From Rhodesia, or whatever it's called today. Countries like that. My country, Panama, when Noriega was there. Hell. Venezuelans. Ask them why we come here. Law and order. Yet the ones y'all want to protect are the gangbangers. I don't think that's a hill to die on. Y para mi Latinos, let me tell you something about us Latinos. We don't care that they're Latino. Ese. You throw them in the barrio. And Senorita Lupita does not care that he is Latino. She cares that he's a rapist, a violent murderer, pedophile, illegal. That's what she cares about because she has her little daughter walking to school daily, her little boy walking to school. She doesn't want to sit there and have to worry about, is he wearing the wrong color shirt because they're going to kill him thinking he's a gangbanger? And yes, you morons. Yes, you morons. That's how gangbangers identify. Abrego Garcia. If he's wearing gang colors while he's talking to MS-13 essays, then yes, he's part of MS-13. Since the 80s, that has been a known fact. But y'all playing like, how dumb is it, man? They look at tattoos and colors and sit there and say, he's this, he's that. How silly. Yeah, to your white suburban ass in your basement. Who's never hung out with these people. You know, when I was in Panama, I went into the city. And my friend and I were there. And I'm not going to sit there and say who my friend is. Dead giveaway. We went to a freaking local gang leader's home. It was beautiful. It was in the ghetto. Or in the barrio, I guess. And it was like in a ragtag area. But inside that place was immaculate. Wife was kind. Was nice to me and all that. Boy, but he was all tatted up. He was showing me those tattoos, what they meant. I was like, so when I hear people sit there and tell me, oh, those tattoos don't mean anything, you idiot. You damn liar. You damn MF-er liar. Of course it means something. There was another time, was one of these blogs. They have these a lot, I'm sure everywhere, but they're really prominent in Latin American countries. Big old blog parties. You know, my cousins, you hang with me. You hang with me. Because my skin tone. I was like a ghost there at night. It was pitch black. I'm like a ghost. You know, who's that guy? Who's that guy? You know, my cousin, oh, he's with me. Oh, yeah. Then once they said, oh, wow, he speaks Spanish and everything. Then they accept me after the introductions. But like, you ain't close. And even then, I'm like nut the butt with him. Yeah. You don't mess with gangbangers, you idiots. So the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is investigating. I don't care what you're doing. If anything, you need to be helping ICE. So what's the background on Judge Hannah Duggan? No, she does not play offensive line for the Miami Dolphins. I just said that they should draft her. She's appointed to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2015 by then Governor Scott Walker. What is the matter with you, Walker? To fill a judicial vacancy. Then she was elected in 2016 and served in Branch 31. Boy, that sounds like a Ghost in the Shell division, Branch 31. We got Duggan. Duggan, we got a mission for you. Let every illegal out. Okay. She served as district attorney in Milwaukee County for 14 years before her judicial appointment. I think she was also executive director of the local Catholic charity at the time. Not a good person. Not a good person. Not a good person. Now, who is that, you're wondering? Who is that? Well, this is not the first time this has happened. That's why I'm so furious. I was furious when it happened and she got off with a damn slap in the wrist. That is the vile pig of a woman, Massachusetts Judge Shelley Joseph. Shelley M. Richmond Joseph, a Massachusetts District Court judge appointed in November 2017, serving Newton, Massachusetts, which is a typical blue district. Blue state. On March 30th, 2018, ICE agents arrived at Newton District Court to arrest another illegal alien, Jose Medina Perez, also known as Oscar Manuel Peguerra or Julio Alexis Rios. He faced charges of drug possession and being a fugitive from justice. He's been deported twice, 2003, 2007. And you're wondering why we're sending these people to El Salvador where they're going to be locked up. It's to protect your sorry tails. Now, I'm sure if it had been Miss Mary Joseph here. Is that her name? Yeah. I forget. I'm sorry, Shelly Joseph. If it had been her kid that had been beaten, raped, murdered, she'd be singing a different tune. So this guy had been deported twice. Joseph obstructed the ICE arrest, allegedly, but I think this is just how it was worded to me, but obstructed the ICE arrest by allowing Medina Perez to leave through a courthouse basement back door while ICE agents waited in the lobby. So this was the first time it had been done, at least in recent memory, or maybe the first time with an illegal in modern history. She ordered the courtroom audio recorder turned off for 52 seconds, which is against state court rules. For that, she should have been thrown off the court to discuss the ICE detainer with the defense attorney and prosecutors. Yeah, we know how that went. What are you doing? Why don't you let him go? Shrew. She then permitted Medina Perez to exit downstairs, avoiding ICE, as I stated earlier. So what happened to this shrew, this vile, evil woman? Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor throw his ass in jail, take his pension out, and strip him of his duties. Were indicted on federal charges. One count of conspiracy to obstruct justice and two counts of obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting. And McGregor also faces a perjury charge. This is stuff that people have gone to jail. And you leftists say, oh, William, my man good. This is kind of like the scorpion and the frog. You know, the tail of the river and the scorpion going to the frog. Ese, why don't you put me on your back and cross the river and take me across the river? And the frog going, I don't know, man. You're going to sting me in my back as we're crossing the river. No, I won't, because then we'll both die. Okay. Halfway across the river. You stabbed me, man. Why? And the scorpion goes, it's in my nature. It's who and what I am. That's what these gangbangers are. None of these guys... I'm sure statistically there's an extremely small percentage that come, that they say, hey man, I need a better life, or they don't come back. But most of them, they come right on back, man. I got away with it once, man. That dumb white old woman there over there, she could let me off again. Again, Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor, aiding and abetting, obstruct justice and two counts of obstruction. So the charges carried up to 20 years for conspiracy, 5 years for obstruction, and 5 years for perjury, along with fines up to $250,000. You know what happened? That dementia-riddled, disgusting excuse of a man who loves to sniff young girls' hairs, who in her diary, her daughter said he showered with her, Joe Biden, his administration. You know, I got to defend Joe here. He may not have been a sound mind to even know what's happening here, but somebody, if not him and his administration, dropped the charges. They got a cushy agreement. She referred herself to the Massachusetts Commission on Judicial Conduct for review. Let me tell you something about this, and I have seen this on TV covered 60 Minutes. When you go and face your judges for admonishment or to be seen as what you did good or bad, you always get off or it's minimal. Judges take care of one another. They charged her with misconduct, citing a reasonable impression that she facilitated. No, man, you throw the book at her. Why? Biden. This was a cut and dry case. No criminal penalties or imprisonment were imposed, and Joseph faced only state-level disciplinary review. And they let her off. So, of course, I know good and well. I don't know good and well. I speculate, and I put a lot of money on, right, that Judge Dugan knew about Judge Joseph and felt Judge Joseph got a slap on the wrist. I'm going to be a hero to my people. Yeah, hoorah, AOC, here I come. Freaking cow. I damn right I just said it. She's a disgusting excuse of a human being. The arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan for allegedly obstructing an ICE arrest of a migrant who has a violent criminal history, battery, strangulation, and a pending child sexual assault charge. Boy, that lays bare the hypocrisy of progressive Democrats, of the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, the Tim Waltzes, all these women. That's right, I said Tim Waltz and women. While they champion no one is above the law to justify trumped up charges against former President Trump, they cry foul when there's clear evidence that implicates one of their own. Because we're seeing the, how dare Trump arrest Judge Dugan, why she's guilty. Again, we immigrants, they flee to this country for law and order. This isn't law and order. This is cronyism. This is corrupt politics. That judge needs to be sent to jail and made an example out of him. I'm sorry, people. That's how this stops. You said, and who's at fault ultimately? The Supreme Court. Justice Roberts, who would rather see his legacy portrayed in the way. I got news for you. Spoiler alert, Justice Roberts. You're going to go down as the C word. That rhymes with duck. Let's reminisce in the past. Obama's lawyers, the Justice Department. No. Obamacare, that's not a tax. That's not a tax. The final decision. Let me rewrite this here and make it a tax so we can pass Obamacare. Justice Roberts. Kinsha Brown, whatever the hell her name is. She can't even define a woman. Sotomayor. All the leftist judges, they always vote. Nothing is ever bad enough for them to vote no, unless it's so blatantly obvious. And that's usually when you see the 9-0 votes, because it's just so bad. But stuff like this, they'll clear that woman's name in a heartbeat. I would stick my soul on it. Hopefully this case's resolution shapes policies on courthouse arrest and fuels the public to demand retribution. Why should she get off? Why should judges get off and we go to jail? We do that, we're going to jail. You get a mother who wants to see her son relieved, come here, honey. Come on, do this, or we're going to throw her ass in jail. Father, hey, come on, boy, come on, throw his ass in jail. Judges, looks like we got a different tier for them. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Justice betrayed. No one above the law. Letitia James fall from grace amid mortgage fraud allegations. All right, Ms. Letitia James. Whew. What was that? She's competing with Governor Pritzker, or whatever his name is. But that's not what I want to show you. The irony. So Letitia James, she's New York's Attorney General. She built her reputation as a fearless enforcer of the law. She built it as being very biased towards one side of the aisle only. She built it off of being the minion, doing as her masters told her to, that her Democrat masters told her to, and her reward would be moving up the proverbial political ladder. And she was probably eyeing the governor's mansion or maybe even senator down the road. But what I really want to show you is this. Roses are red, violets are blue. No one is above the law. And even when you think the rules don't apply to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, that was what she was stating to President Trump, that no one is above the law. There's now a criminal referral from the Trump administration that accuses her of mortgage fraud spanning decades, alleging she falsified records for personal profit. The evidence is there. No one doubts the evidence. Now it's who can tell the better story. The Trump with the truth based on the evidence, or her with lies for this alleged accusations. Again, mortgage fraud spanning decades, falsified records for personal profit. And I think incest is illegal. You know what? I take that back. Her and Ilhan Omar are probably having fun. Her with her husband, father, who she put on papers for a residence, was her husband, her father. And Ilhan with her brother, who she married. Now, this is serious. This is serious stuff here. Tish, baby. Oh, yeah. She hired elite attorney Abby David Lau, better known as that Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. That's who he represented. He dismisses the charges as, it's a mistake. So what if it's been a full decade since she's saved thousands and thousands of dollars? It's just a mistake here, people. Nothing to see. This is a witch hunt from the Trump administration. What's that evidence? I see no evidence. Oh, that evidence. We'll have our day in court. So, again, this is a criminal referral by the FHFA. So, the FHFA director, William Pulte. For those wondering, the FHFA stands for the Federal Housing and Finance Association. I'm not sure if it's association, but Federal Housing and Finance Agency, maybe. Director William Pulte filed a criminal referral with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, accusing James of falsifying bank and property records to secure favorable loans. Oh, yes. He my husband, daddy, my husband. When I say, hey, Poppy, I really mean it. Some of the potential charges include wire fraud, mail fraud, and bank fraud. If it's wire fraud, mail fraud, that crosses state lines, and that's why the feds are involved. And so again, the potential charges include wire fraud, mail fraud, and bank fraud, with financial benefits estimated in the tens of thousands. Was it worth it, Big Mama? Was it worth it, Big Mama? Roses are red, violets are blue. Ho, you ain't getting out of this. I can't rhyme. But no, I had no respect for her. I have no respect for anybody who abuses the rule of law. Again, immigrants come here for law and order. And when people like her purposely abuse it for political gain, I have no love, respect, and damn them to hell. So the statute of limitations may limit odor claims, but the breadth of allegation reveals a typical troubling pattern with Democrats. Oh, the hypocrisy. James's relentless pursuit of Trump is often criticized as stretching legal boundaries. And now, I can't say it mirrors accusations she deflects. Now there's real evidence, real crimes being caused. And now she's accusing the Trump administration of stretching legal boundaries by calling it a witch hunt. Her claim that no one is above the law. That's right, President Trump. You're not above the law. Kind of rings hollow right now, doesn't it? Considering she faces scrutiny for allegedly bending it for personal gain. So what are the specific allegations here? Let's get down to it, brother. Virginia property, 2023. James co-signed a mortgage for her niece's Norfolk, Virginia home, listing it as her primary residence despite her New York AG role mandating residency there. Neighbors reported to the New York Post never seeing James at the property, which clearly indicates, at least to this conservative Latino, deliberate misrepresentation. The financial gains she secured a 0.5% to 1% rate reduction. Now, y'all be saying, it's only 0.5% to 1%. You know, God bless some of my friends. That's all they talk about. Well, there's only 1% of the budget, William. There's only 1%. Well, it saves her thousands over the long term. Brother working class Joe, you do that, you're going to pay a hefty fine and at the least do probation, community service, but more than likely serve time when you talk over years. So don't give me this, it's only 0.5% and 1%. Her residency claims undermines her public stance on integrity. Well, that's all I need to say. It's funny, she leveled up Trump. Actually, she's saying trumped up charges being leveled against her. She has no integrity. Then there's a Brooklyn property, 2001 to 2019. Purchased a 5-unit building, but misrepresented it as a 4-unit property to qualify for conforming loans in 2001, 2011, and 2019. She repeatedly misrepresented this, and that shows intent, not error. And why? Well, it saved her tens of thousands in interest. So the conforming loan rates, that's 1% to 2% lower than non-conforming rates. Likely saved her significant sums over the decades. Which is ironic considering her office's fraud prosecutions now contrast starkly with her own alleged document manipulations. I'm not done, people. Jamaica, Queens property, 1983 and 2000. This is, oh yeah, Poppy, come on, Homer, come on, sleep by me, Poppy. James and her father listed themselves as husband and wife. Come on, Poppy, let's consummate our marriage, Daddy. Literally. So Daddy, her real dad, was listed as her husband on mortgage documents, obviously to secure tax or loan benefits. Now, there's a corrected 1983 deed that exists, but the error's repetition, meaning they did it again in 2000. That shows, no, it's not a simple error. It's repetition means they knew in the eyes of the law. At least that's my take. I'm not a lawyer and I haven't stayed at a Holiday Inn. So James's dismissal of this as an error is minor, but yet she would scrutinize similar mistakes in her targets. I mean, let's not talk about James per se, but let's talk about good old Kamala. This is what she did as AG here in California. There's something about women with power, or I'm sorry, I apologize, ladies, people with power who abuse it. Kamala, Letitia, Tish the Dish, they're abusing their power. I'm sorry, Tish the Dish was a girl in high school I knew. They called her Tish the Dish. I don't know. I thought it was because it rhymed. I guess that was one of the unlucky fellas never got to go out with her. I'm kidding. I don't remember. James's initial response, deflection and denial. So rather than address the allegation, she resorts to political posturing. She labels the referral a revenge tour. But she's fundraising off of her victimhood. She refuses to acknowledge any wrongdoing, and that's betraying the accountability she demanded of others. You better say you're guilty, I'm going to throw you in jail for 20 years. Say you're guilty, I'll make it 15 years. I'm guilty. She's going to write it. She's not going to scream guilt. She's as guilty as Weinstein is. So, what are some of her public statements? Well, in a New York One interview, James called the claims baseless. Retaliation, that's what this is. Her office vows to, quote, protect New Yorkers, unquote. Which, in essence, she was just sidestepping the fraud accusations. And she's launching ActBlue fundraiser. You better be careful there, Tish. Big Mama, you better be careful. ActBlue's under investigation, too. It's funny, James's witch hunt, which is not true, but it was true as she had nothing but a witch hunt against Donald Trump. Every analyst, lawyer, they all said it. But because they did it in New York where Trump was hated, they got away with it. Again, she hired Abe David Lowell, known for defending Hunter Biden. Shows how serious this situation is. She's going to the pool of people. He's probably giving her a discount. I mean, she worked for Daddy-O. Big. She worked for, what do they call Joe Biden? The big guy. She worked for the big guy, not directly, but with a wink, wink, take care of Trump for the party, baby. Come on, Big Mama. We counting on you. Okay, Big Daddy. Her father. Don't be calling him Big Daddy. I'm Big Daddy. So she's relying on what she thinks is elite legal talent. to help her out. So the story that they're going to be using is excuses over evidence. Then she's going to call the husband-wife error insignificant, even though it happened twice. She's going to label the five unit as misrepresentation, as innocent, despite it occurring more than once. She's going to offer vague records to refute the Virginia residency claims. Oh, man. Lowe's minimization of mistakes mirrors defenses James prosecuted. That's the irony here. And they're going to use that against her. I guarantee you they're going to bring back some of her past cases to hammer her. She's reaping what she sowed. So these allegations arise amid James's crusade against Trump. She was still saying, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get you, sucker. This is a reckoning for her overzealous prosecutions. A reckoning brought about not by Trump, but by karma. Her reputation is destroyed. Trump called James a totally corrupt and demanded her resignation. I'm with you, Brother Trump. I'm with you. James's outrage at political targeting ignores her own politicized prosecutions. Oh, she's inviting scrutiny, and we're not going to let this one go. So at the end of the day, her career's done. No one will look at her the same. They finally will see her for what she is, a corrupt district attorney, AG rather, who has political or had political ambitions. The irony is, I am Letitia James, a fraud fighter, who's now facing fraud charges. She has no credibility. Woo! Now, conviction is going to cost her big, too. Salary, fines, restitution. We're going to find out here soon, people. You know, her downfall is going to stem from failing to uphold the standards she imposed. This is what you call a self-inflicted wound. If she'd been a fair prosecutor, she wouldn't have been doing these shenanigans. But let's say it was a mistake. It would be greater. It would be more easy. It would be easier to forgive her. But no, she's a fraudster. Cheapskate. Nah, cheapskate's the wrong word. Well, yeah, she cheapskate. Didn't want to pay the fair. She didn't want to pay her fair share, Democrats. There's the other irony. Pay your fair share, fool. As they tell everybody. Now, look at her. Big mama didn't want to pay her fair share. You know, this mortgage fraud allegation exposes a stark contradiction between her public persona and who she truly is. Once a crusader against corruption, she now faces the same accusations. No, I'm innocent. It's just a mistake. I still love you, Daddy. She does nothing but deflect. She's paying for what she thinks is elite defense, and she's claiming victimhood. That cannot erase the evidence of financial gains she's made or saved. Now, fighting allegations, obviously she's trying to protect her wealth and position, but the cost of these mistakes may be incalculable after all these lawyer bills. So the truth, I will say that the truth, not the political spin from either side, will determine James's fate. And if she did this, I hope they throw the book at her. Let's go to the district attorney level. Letitia James was the attorney general. Let us go to Mary Moriarty's corrupt leniency in the Tesla vandalism scandal. Okay, people, so I'll be honest. I'll be upfront here. I'm being extremely kind. This was just the best picture I could find of her. From the perspective of, I wanted you to see the picture that's circulating out there. But then I looked at it closely. And I'm like, damn, that is a heavily airbrushed pick. It's not that I have anything against these women. I don't. I'm just so angry at how vile and evil they are. Here's a more recent picture of her. I mean, look at the difference. Man, woo, give me some of that airbrushing. But that's Mary Moriarty. Now, who is Mary Moriarty, you ask? Well, if She's a prosecutor who doesn't prosecute. She's a prosecutor who sits there and protects people who are ideologically similar to her and will do her best to convict everybody else. She's a biased, politically led, George Soros-funded torture for her election, George Gascon, resembling, in her ideology, bigot. In April 2025, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty refused the charge of state employee cop vandalizing 6 Tesla vehicles, exposing her as a corrupt, ideologically driven prosecutor who shields criminals for political gain. She put this guy in a diversion program. Over 20,000 in damage. Para mi Latinos. Para mi Latinos. And my friends who are black out there. You think that she would have done that with a black man or Latino? No. She would have thrown the book at him. Because one of her masters would have said, hey, we can't have this. Now, recently, she sat there and said, in plea bargains, they use race as a factor to only convict whites. So she is changing. Willing to let thieves and criminals, because I don't care what color you are, Latino, white, Asian, black, if you're a thief or criminal, you need to be put in jail. She's only going to do that for whites. Every other is Latinos or blacks, you're going to be able to get off. Now, I do know, going to Lupe, Lupita in el barrio, or Leticia in the ghetto, those women, they don't care if the guy's Latino in the barrio or black in the ghetto. They care that Moriarty just let another criminal, rapist, murderer, literally get off. And why do these women care? Because they're literal Lupita or Tisha. They're walking the neighborhoods, going to school and back. You know, I love crime mysteries. So many kids abducted while going to school. By people the types of people that Mary Moriarty is willing to let loose. As we just saw with Judge Dugan over in Milwaukee. So this scandal reveals a DA who believes she answers to her radical ideology when told to by her masters. And her master is George Soros and his ilk, who have said, we're sending you there with an agenda, create chaos. George Soros, for those of you that are not known, is a billionaire who has long been active. Y'all be lying. You know, Elon Musk, billionaire running the country. Elon Musk is fully transparent in what he's doing. We've had to tell you about George Soros for years, but because the media doesn't talk about him, because they won't. Why talk about the person helping your cause? Y'all be like, oh, he's a unicorn. He doesn't exist. Oh, he exists. He helped Moriarty. Rise to power and get elected. Her 2022 campaign for Hennepin County Attorney received over $150,000 from the Minnesota Justice and Public Safety PAC funded by George Soros' Open Society Policy Center, which aligned her with the LA District Attorney, George Gascon, the Philadelphia one, the Boston one, the New York City one. All George Soros. Look at crime. Her platform champion. Let's let them all out. Let's let all the guilty ones out. Under the guise of restorative justice. And she removed prosecutions. That's what Gascon did. They said, no, we're just reducing. No, they literally removed them. Former federal prosecutor Joe Terrab labeled her a Soros-backed DA, whose decisions reflect a bias toward protecting offenders, especially those tied to progressive allies like the state employee. Since taking office in 2023, she has implemented policies like her January 6, 2025 plea deal reform, requiring prosecutors to literally let minorities walk, illegals walk. Now, this has nothing to do with race and culture. It has everything to do with crime. Again, Lupita and Tish don't want those people in their neighborhood because they got young boys and girls walking to school. Going to school. They don't want to be robbed, mugged, while going to the, as we call it, the Little Big Giant or the 7-Eleven or whatever. 2023, she reduced charges in a juvenile homicide case, citing rehab. It's okay that you murdered somebody. As long as it's not my family or friends, I let you out. Her office diverted over 2,700 cases in 2024, including serious property crimes. She doesn't want to punish anybody. She wants to create chaos. So this should not be a surprise. She believes she represents her progressive ideals, not the people. Which, here in L.A., or those who lived in L.A., saw that with George Gascon. Prosecutors like Gascon and Moriarty act as social engineers rather than enforcers of the law. Hey, and you Minnesotans, you voted her in. You're getting what you voted for. At least in L.A., they had the smarts to unelect him. He would have been recalled twice, but it failed because we have such a screwed up Republican Party here in this state. Her policies have created a two-tier justice system. Politically connected offenders or people who vote Democrat, like the Tessa Vandal, they face leniency. While ordinary citizens, such as a 19-year-old woman charged for keying a car, face felony charges. Think about that. The Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association criticized her plea deal policy, saying it sidelines victims, including domestic abuse, rape victims, and it emboldens criminals. Her activism fosters corruption because she puts ideology above justice. Her Soros-backed agenda, it shows a DA who operates as if the law bends to her will, not the people's. So six Tesla vehicles were deliberately vandalized by a state employee. It was caught on camera. This demanded swift prosecution, but Moriarty said, Dylan, I like you, Dylan. Dylan Adams. I like you, Dylan Adams, 33-year-old state employee working for the Department of Human Services. I like you, Dylan Adams. I know you're a 33-year-old state employee working in the Department of Human Services and you vote Democrats. I like you. I'm going to give you diversion. Not going to put you in jail. I don't care that it's a felony. I don't care. You vote Democrat, you say? Yeah, you my boy. You my boy, baby girl. So between March 20th and March 31st of this year, Dylan Bryan Adams, 33-year-old Minnesota Department of Human Services data analyst, was recorded by Tesla's Sentry Mode cameras, keying six Teslas. You know, he should be fired. I think these Tesla owners need to personally sue him, the DA. I don't think you can sue the DA. They're protected. You know, you libertarian morons. You're always talking about cops shouldn't have immunity. It's the DAs who shouldn't have immunity. They're the ones who prosecute these people, you morons. God, that's stupidity. Anyway, I digress. So the spree took about a week, caused 20 to 21,000 damages. These actions were premeditated. He targeted Teslas amid national protests against Elon Roe. Elon, who just wanted to, who was just removing waste, fraud, and abuse. This was a politically motivated crime. And Moriarty, no. I'm not going to file felony first degree property damage charges. I'm going to put him in the pre-charge diversion program. She justified this decision by citing Adams' lack of criminal history, his remorse. He had no remorse. She's lying about that. And the need to avoid a felony conviction. Before I get to the hypocrisy, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara expressed frustration, stating his department did his job. But Moriarty's refusal, the charge leaves justice unfulfilled. Now, what about this 19-year-old woman? No record, charged with felony property damage. I'm pretty sure her charges will be reduced because Moriarty's not that stupid. Arrogant, but not that stupid. And if it isn't reduced, I would sit there and pull the, what's his name, Dylan Adams defense. What a pig, Moriarty. What a pig of a human being. You are scum. The crap I step on when I miss my dog's poop to clean in the backyard. That has more value than you. She is a corrupt Or rather, she is corrupt, she's abdicated her duty, and she's prioritized politically connected offenders over victims. This exposes her willingness to sacrifice justice for a radical agenda that does nothing but create more crime, create more rapes, and create more murders. Now, this did have backlash, widespread anger. Victims, police, and residents decried her refusal. And it's great, because she will probably lose her next election. Anoka County Attorney Brad Johnson stated Adams would likely become a felon in his jurisdiction. GOP Party spokeswoman Alyssa Olson condemned Moriarty for creating a two-tier justice system. And it is. Oh, what's that? Did I hear Letitia say, two-tier party system? No, no, no. I'm just innocent. GOP Majority Whip accused Moriarty of enabling far-left radicals, which is she is. This guy's going to do this again. He got away with it once. Now, who employs Adams? Well, actually, she's not employed by Governor Tim Walz's administration. But she supports it. She's in line with him mocking Tesla, despite the fact Tesla is in a lot of pension plans. Walz is an idiot. This decision by Joe Tarib, former federal prosecutors, is scandalous. And he's correct by stating an ordinary citizen would face felony charges, not diversion. Now, the Department of Human Services did state it was reviewing Adams' employment, but offered no commitment to discipline. You know what? I'm suing them. If I am the owners of these Teslas, I'm suing them for however, if it's possible. But the feds can charge Adams despite Moriarty's protection. They have clear evidence, the videos, police reports, and Adams' own admission. They could hit him with felony property damage charges under federal law. As Teslas come under interstate commerce, this does. Pam Bondi causes domestic terrorism. So this will be an easy case, but they can charge him. Moriarty's weak defense. She claimed politics are not a factor. And that diversion was standard for first-time property offenders. Well, then why isn't it standard for this 19-year-old? You see the hypocrisy? She won't talk about that. My take is, man, can we charge Moriarty? Unlikely. Her choice to spare Adams, a state employee, while charging a 19-year-old for a lesser crime looks like favoritism. It is favoritism. Federal charges for bias need hard proof, like emails showing she protected Adams for political reasons. And they could be there. If Tim Watson or, hey, girl, you go. We know you're going to do the best job. Wink, wink. There's some evidence, but we don't know if that happened. Abuse of power is hard to prove. You need some tons of evidence. She may not know the guy. It's just an ideological wink. This is a systemic failure. This is a symptom, her corruption, of a broader Gascon-style DA activism by these George Soros-funded prosecutors. L.A., Minneapolis, Boston, Miami, Philadelphia, New York City. We booted Gascon out. I'm pretty sure there's probably a good chance she could be booted. This in and of itself could be the biggest campaign message to use. Then you dig up others where people who have been released have committed murders, rapes, robberies, you know. Maybe the Minnesota legislature can impose oversight to limit these type of issues. But voters will reject her in 2026, I'm sure, with her re-election bid. They need a prosecutor. Minnesota, you need a prosecutor committed to law and order. John, you know, there's a complaint too. Grassroots efforts like John Jones Shanahan's April 2025 ethics complaint against Moriarty for double standards. It's not going to go nowhere. But as long as it gets out, there's another campaign tactic. Mary Moriarty's corrupt refusal to prosecute a politically connected Tesla vandal. What does it do? It exposes her as a Soros-funded DA who prioritizes chaos and ideological preference over people. She has a pattern of leniency, threatens public safety, and erodes trust. And these are the cases, and they need to find them and he uses messaging to get her out of office. Betrayal on the bench. A New Mexico judge's corruption undermines justice. Oh, man, this was a doozy. This is like a TV movie. This is Judge Cano. Nice portrait. He's a former 3rd Judicial District Judge. Joe Cano's alleged ties to violent Tren de Aragua, a gang member specifically, exposed a dangerous breach of judicial integrity in New Mexico. Freaking idiot. So, here's a kicker. After they read him his Miranda rights, and I'm going to give you the whole story, but I just got to tell you this before I forget. The Tren de Aragua member had on his cell phone pictures of two decapitated victims he'd been sending out. The judge and his wife gave these guys assault rifles. The judge, to protect this guy, took a cell phone, destroyed it, and took it to a city dumpster to protect the gang member. He's a bad dude. This is his current picture. You know, I gotta admit, he doesn't look like a mugshot. You know, you see these terrible mugshots like Nick Nolte. His hair, like, you know, it's like he's been on a binge. Not this guy. His wife looks like she's having it rougher than he is in their pictures. But that is Judge Joe Cano. I want to say Jorge, but Joe. You get a lot of American names for the Latinos just because it's how it is. So the scandal, this scandal was sparked by a federal raid, and once raided, Cano giving a hasty resignation. It shows how liberal judicial activism and lax border policies and laws, thank you Biden, and has enabled corruption. It allows judges to operate as if they're above the law. This guy was blatant. This case demands accountability across the board. You hear me, Supreme Court? This is happening because you won't do your job. You allow this freedom and they get emboldened. What's that? I got away with this because the Supreme Court wouldn't do their job? And Democrats aren't going to do anything to us in Congress? Yes, me like the money. So, I mean, come on, look at this. There's a picture with him with the gang members. Look at him. Yeah, baby, it's my beer. Oh, yeah. He wakes up in the morning. Yeah. He likes me, my gang members. I just kind of approve of this message with my friend Aragua gang members. So, this, as you figured out, this was a federal investigation into his alleged ties to a Tren de Aragua gang member. And it shows some very, very disturbing truth that came out, as well as the obvious judicial misconduct. There's no doubt this guy was probably rigging court cases, etc. And it shows, again, how activist judges enabled by lax oversight and weak border policies undermine our public safety. How it erodes trust in the justice system. He is charged with obstruction. And, again, he admitted post-Miranda that he took the Tren de Aragua member's phone, beat it with a hammer, destroyed it, took the pieces to a city dumpster to protect the Tren de Aragua member. And just the mugshot of his wife. His wife was also involved. So the U.S. Department of Justice and ISIS Homeland Security Investigations, they're probing how deep this goes. They know he harbored an illegal immigrant. Now they got to check and review all his rulings on immigration and criminal cases to determine how many of these people got off. But here's what's even worse. How many people got off and went on to commit further crimes, kill people, injure people, rape people? Cartel-linked materials. This guy was in deep. I don't think he'll survive prison. He could probably name names. And HSI is refusing to disclose further detail. It underscores the severity of this investigation and how deep it may be going. Obviously, they arrested the illegal Venezuelan national. I guess they got a search warrant based off an anonymous tip. Christian Ortega Lopez is the name of the Tren de Aragua member, 23-year-old Venezuelan national. I'm telling you, the media doesn't want to believe this, and the average American doesn't want to believe it too, but I know this from Panama. Noriega used to coordinate all kinds of stuff against Americans and the government. What makes y'all think Maduro's not doing the same thing? Of course he is. Fidel Castro, he let all the crooks and criminals out purposely. He cleared out his jail cells. So for y'all who sit there and say, no, wait a minute, that's movie crap, you're idiots. You're beyond redemption yourself. You're part of the problem because you're fighting to keep these people here. And you're probably willingly excusing the guy. Oh, William Neal, that gun was really just for personal use. You know, he goes cactus hunting. The Tren de Aragua member also used Cano's address. This is, in my opinion, but it's not proven yet, this is deliberate collusion. I guess you could sit there and say it's reckless negligence. Either are unacceptable for a judge. This is a massive failure in judicial oversight. This highlights how corrupt our system is. You can't trust these judges. So April 11th, Cano, a Democrat, resigned as the 3rd Judicial District Judge 3 days after the raid, offered no explanation. Well, you know, I got my family health to consider. I got to go run and hide somewhere so these Tren de Aragua people don't kill me for giving information to the feds. So I got to resign. He said none of that. Now, supposedly the Las Cruces residents voiced fury. And I agree if they did. And they see Cano's actions as evidence of the corrupt judiciary. I agree. District Attorney Gerald Byers supported the efforts but was shocked. Really? You're shocked? You moron, you need to resign. Because somebody as corrupt as him, y'all knew what was happening. In my opinion, maybe not, but in my opinion, there's no way you did not know. Now, the Mexico Supreme Court, the new Mexico Supreme Court, permanently barred Cano from judicial office. You know, they laid dollar short. You left this hacks on there just trying to save your own job. Oh, we got to save the judges here. Ban him. So they don't go after other judges. No, go after them. Ah, start with the New Mexico Supreme Court. Bano accepted the ban without challenge. What's he going to do? He's caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Public distrust should be at an all-time high. Judge Dugan, Letitia James, Judge Cano here. They're all corrupt. No, they're not all of them, but a lot of them are. I haven't even talked about the DAs in Philly or New York City. That's another show. Judicial activism erodes the rule of law. That's what I've shown you today. Think about this. This violent criminal gang member was allowed into a judge's home. Don't tell me this guy wasn't bought and paid for. Judge Joe Cano's scandal. People, this is a stark warning. A stark warning that our judicial system is corrupt. An unchecked judicial power with weak border enforcement. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Kamala. Combine that with human nature, because human nature will dictate corruption. And judges with absolute power become absolutely corrupt. And it's not just in like this, it's just in power, making their own decisions. They stop caring about the law. This is my courthouse. No, it's a courthouse of the people. Every time a judge says that, he should be given contempt, because it's not your courthouse, judge. It's the courthouse of the people. As federal investigations continue, New Mexico and the nation must demand a judiciary that upholds the law. You hear me, Supreme Court? Stop sheltering these illegals. We need rigorous accountability and systemic reform with honest, non-corrupt judges. I don't care if the judge is black, white, Latino, male, female, as long as you uphold the law. And no, I did not say transgender. Transgender, boy, there are some messed up people there. Statistically, the highest suicide rate. And in their defense, their bodies, the legit transgenders, the legit ones who were born with a little differently than the average person, they tend to have mental issues. Now, I'm not trying to paint a general statement, but just they're not the ones you want in that position. They're not allowed in the military for a reason until Obama got into power. All right. Here's another one. Betrayal in the Empire State. Andrew Cuomo's deadly deceptions and the unpunished tragedy of New York's nursing homes. This one's a doozy, my friends. This one's a doozy. For those of you who may have forgotten how the infamous, corrupt, bought and paid for because of his ideology, Andrew Cuomo, who once envisioned himself president, looks. This is Cuomo at the hearing. At the hearing. There's Cuomo at hearings in Congress where he lied under oath. It's pretty cut and dry. Liar. You know, I loathe the Cuomos. Whether it's Mario, Andrew, or Chris, they're all liars. Chris Cuomo will be caught. I'm not a big fan of Dave Smith, but he's a great debater. Probably a great masturbator. The type of guy he is. But he's a great debater. He destroyed Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo's like a duck. Slides off his back. Didn't care that he was being destroyed. You know, got to give a guy like that credit. But Cuomo, Chris, lies over and over and over and protects his murderer. In my eyes, Cuomo hears a murderer, and I'm going to tell you why. So House Republicans led by James Comer, they've escalated their efforts to hold former disgraced sexual harasser Governor Andrew Cuomo criminally accountable for lying to Congress. Regular Joes have gone to jail. Trump surrogates have gone to jail. He underreported COVID-19 nursing home deaths and knew he was underreporting. He lied to Congress. Straight up lie. Needs to go to jail. So these allegations center on a March 20th directive and a March 2020 directive and a July 2020 report. There are now renewed calls for prosecution because the last administration. Oops, I can't find that letter, Comer. Did you say you sent a letter? I'll keep looking. I'll keep looking for that letter. We'll do you justice. Now, this should and properly hangs over his head as he campaigns for mayor. This guy can't let power go. I'm Andrew Cuomo. I got to screw people over. That's who I am. I'm a Cuomo. My daddy did it. Mario did it. Chris tried to do it to the American people before he got fired. We Cuomos, we a bad bunch of dudes and we proud of it. So there were 17 timeline allegations I could talk about. I don't have the time. I've got about 15 minutes tops left in this podcast. But I'm going to bring you the highlights. March 25th, 2020, the New York State Department of Health, under Cuomo's iron grip, mandated nursing homes to accept hospital patients with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. He forced them to deem those people as medically stable. Facilities were barred from testing these patients, leaving the rest of the people in these homes, older people, defenseless. Because Cuomo saw himself as God, jury, and yes, executioner. I don't care how many of these people die. I'm Mario Cuomo. What's that? Come here, mister. Let me go feel on you up. Let me feel you up. What's that? I'm not going to get busted. Yes, he did later. This directive trampled regulations allowed nursing homes to reject unsafe patients. No, no, no. Andrew Cuomo says you cannot reject patients. I don't care about your regulations. I am God. And Chris Cuomo, here you are, big brother. They trampled regulations that allow nursing homes to reject these types of unsafe patients. Forced compliance and the threat of financial ruin or state retaliation. I'm the governor. I'm going to get you, sucker. This was condemned with people who had no power to do anything. It was reckless. He has blood on his hands. He, in my eyes, is a murderer. April 14, 2020, the hospitalization peak. New York's COVID-19 hospitalizations peak. Yet thousands of beds at the Jarvis Center. We forget about that. Thousands of open beds at the Jarvis Center. And Trump sent up the U.S. United States Naval Ship Comfort. They sat unused. As Andrew Cuomo forced through retirement homes, senior homes. You will take that COVID. Patient, I think so. How Cuomo? This exposed Cuomo's claims of hospital strain.
What's the hospital strain? I got to send him into the senior facility. Hospital strains.
Well, what about the Jarvis Center? What about the USNS Comfort?
Huh? Say what? I didn't hear you. I didn't know about that.
The New York State, the NYSBA report later blasted the failure to rescind the directive.
I am king. I do not have to rescind anything. I am King Cuomo.
Hospital capacity was clearly adequate. July 6, 2020. New York State Department of Health report released. I assume DOH, Department of Health. It issued a report claiming nursing home deaths stemmed from asymptomatic staff, not the March 25th directive. So what they're claiming, what Mario, I'm sorry, I keep saying Mario, they're all the one and the same. What Andrew is claiming is that the nursing home deaths were caused by staff members who had COVID-19, but just weren't showing the symptoms. It was asymptomatic staff unknowingly spreading the virus to residents. This report was later exposed as undercounting deaths by up to 50%. And it was personally crafted by Cuomo to deflect blame. And this is according to Comer's evidence. Big mama makes an appearance, cameo appearance. Letitia James is going to reveal the truth, though, shattering Cuomo's narrative. I'll get to that number here in a second. But August 2020, data withholding admitted. A leaked audio from aide Melissa De Rosa revealed the administration, Andrew Cuomo himself, hid nursing home death data. He feared Trump's DOJ would expose their failures. And poof, my presidential ambitions. Daddy Mario, I know you're looking at me from up there. You know I can be president. I got spoiler alert, Andrew. You should have been doing like this. Daddy Mario, why is it so warm and hot where you're at? This cover-up prioritized Cuomo's image over the truth. Meaning, I'm Andrew. I got to look good for the public. January 2021, the Attorney General's report. We're going back to Tish James here. Exposes undercounting. The James's report confirmed the administration underreported nursing home deaths by up to 50%. It revised the tally from 8,500 to 15,000 deaths that I say are murders because Cuomo had facilities to house COVID patients and forced the senior centers to house them. How is that? How is he not responsible? Again, he's not ever prosecuted for that, but that's my belief. A minimum of at least 4,100 deaths per an audit. I believe that number's higher. Were concealed. This is when he lost AOC.
I look good, AOC. I am AOC. I want to be Bernie's running mate, but Andrew Cuomo, bad guy. Need investigation.
A cloud gets it right twice a day. Trump called it a nursing home scandal. 11,000 dead, amplifying the call of justice. Makes sense, 11,000 dead, and the report came out with 4,100. There's your 15,000. And Cuomo came out. How do I look? I look good for a good one. Fellow New Yorkers. Fellow Americans who will vote for me for your next presidency. I got to say I'm guilty because I have to read this. I have to give a half-hearted apology here. But you know me, I'm Andrew Cuomo. I'm God. Half-hearted apology for delayed data. It wasn't delayed. He was hiding it. And then continue with excuses, blaming staff and federal guidelines. He's just a damn liar. March 1st, 2025, Cuomo announces his mayoral candidacy. I can't be president anymore because they kicked me out of governorship, so I got to rebuild myself. I'll be New York City mayor. I'm a moderate. I only moderate kill your loved ones. What's sad is he's leading the Democrat primary because of name recognition. This Comer, let's charge him, becomes my top campaign point against him. How many more will you kill as mayor, Andrew Cuomo? How many more will you kill? We can't trust you with an epidemic. You will kill us.
So why is this in news? After the previous DOJ, led by, what was his name? Merrick Garland, that's it. After the previous DOJ, Merrick Garland said, I can't find that letter, Comer. Hey, Andrew, got you covered. Oh, yeah. Look at me for Supreme Court Justice when you become president. Oh, yeah. Got you covered. So Comer sent a renewed criminal request, a referral to Attorney General Pam Bondi. This was this last week. Accusing Cuomo of knowingly and willfully lying in 2024 testimonies. Here's the kicker. It's Democrat-gathered evidence that shows he's a liar. Not Comer, but Cuomo. It also cited evidence of Cuomo's role in the New York State Department of Health report for false statements. Cuomo's defense, it's meritless. It's a meritless press release. My boy's going to be good. We're going to be mayor of New York City, then president one day. Daddy's going to send them a trident that Lucifer gave my daddy and he's giving to me. Here's the kicker. This cracks me up with politicians. Oh, I don't remember that there, you know. You're saying that Trump sent a ship up? A U.S. Navy ship? Jarvis? I've never heard of the Jarvis Center. No, what's that? I don't remember. But elect me president. Elect me mayor. I keep saying president because he wants to be president. So I'm not done yet. There was a June 15, 2021 report by the New York State Bar Association Task Force on Nursing Homes and Long-Term Care. And this was obtained by the New York Post. Great paper that confirmed Cuomo's March 25, 2020 directive. Increase nursing home deaths, contradicting his claims. There's all kinds of findings in there. 6,300 admissions of COVID positive patients, increased fatalities, false narrative, delayed action, regulatory overreach in terms of taking the power away from the senior facilities to be able to dictate who gets in and gets out or who can get in. This was just a 16-member task force chaired by Hermes Fernandez, former counsel to Cuomo, to Mario Cuomo, to Daddy-O. Andrew, I love you, but I got to move up the political ladder myself. You going down. And, you know, my wife felt victim to this because of Gavin Newsom. He's another one who needs to answer. I hope karma really gets these people because I don't think the long arm of the law will. But my mother-in-law died alone in a facility. My wife, she was trying to get there. She got there to the last final minutes of her life. But he was a scared woman. And Gavin Newsom. There's a hell Newsom and Cuomo. They're going to, Buzzlebee's going to sit there and go, come in, my friends. Y'all got a wing in the, damn, I can't believe you got away with that many deaths next to Hitler. You're not quite at that level. 6 million Jews, 15,000 seniors, a lot of them Jews, though. Over 15,000 nursing home residents perished, many isolated from loved ones. I experienced that firsthand here in California under Newsom. Fellow New Yorkers, or to my New Yorker friends, I feel for you and I understand what you went through. This was beyond a policy failure. This was murder in my eyes. I tell you, will he pay the price? He should. New Yorkers, you should not be electing this man. The GOP needs to press this issue. They need to expose this Democrat corruption. This letter to the DOJ, it reflects a mission to hold these elites accountable for wielding power without consequence. And let me tell you something.
These are Republicans who believe in this. They're a small minority. They're fighting Mitch McConnell's, the Lindsey Graham's. This isn't about party. It's about doing what's right by the American people. Cuomo's banking on voter amnesia here. But families that this happened to, you need to be loud and center. You need to be going to all these debates. You need to be going to these town halls. Got your question. You murdered my parents. What you going to do about it for retribution? Oh, you're not going to do any retribution because it's you it would be against. The Trump DOJ needs to do this and set precedents for prosecuting officials who lie to Congress. They did it to the Trump administration. Andrew Cuomo's March 25th directive condemned thousands of elderly New Yorkers to die alone in nursing homes. Their final moments were stolen because of his policies that condemned you to death. And he didn't care living in that big old mansion. His daughter was living large. His mistress was probably living large, alleged. Oh, I'm sorry, maybe he didn't have a mistress. He was just trying to get a mistress by sexually harassing people. He ignored Trump's lifeline to empty U.S. NS Comfort as well as the Javits Center while forcing infected patients into vulnerable facilities. His lies exposed by the NYSBA and James, Leticia James, bury the truth of over 15,000 deaths. He was chasing political glory and he was hiding these deaths from the American, from the New York public and American public. As he campaigns for mayor, the Trump's decision on this, DOJ decision on this 2025 letter, it looms as a political reckoning. The families of the fallen, robbed by arrogance and deceit, demand justice. And Trump can deliver justice. This isn't a political witch hunt. The data is there. The witnesses are there. And the graves are there. A system that lets the powerful escape faces judgment in the court of public outrage. Now they may face judgment in the courtroom. Let's hope so. There you have it, my friends. Five storylines of corruption by progressives, leftists, vile, evil pigs. The Cuomos, one of the most disgusting families in the history of politics. May they rot in hell the day they meet their maker. Leticia James, political prosecution at its best, now has the tables turned on her with actual legit evidence. Judge Dugan doesn't care if it's your daughter raped, molested, if it's your son murdered, as long as her ideology and she does as her masters want her to do and allow illegals to roam free illegally. Mary Moriarty, backed by George Soros funds, elected to let criminals, thieves, thugs, murderers, racists, supremacists, all run free to create chaos. Willing to let a vandal of $20,000 damage be given a slap on the wrist while somebody who did 90% less is facing felony charges. Judge Cano, bought and paid for by Trenes de Aragua. These are all cases of the left, of the Democrat Party representation, of people who put their Democrat Party, their ideology, their greed, their want for power ahead of doing what's right for the country. This, my friends, is our current judicial system. This, my friends, is what 3 and at times 4 and 5 members of SCOTUS represent: corruption. And Congress won't act. And we're the ones suffering. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Before I leave, let me remind you, bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. Grumblingsmedia.com. Follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, y Pandora under the handle Grumblings Media. Powerful show, if I must say so, in terms of exposing what is wrong with our judicial system. And SCOTUS, you need to do your job and start protecting Americans and follow the Constitution, because you are not the president. It is not President Roberts. You are a separate branch, and you are creating a constitutional crisis. You can't control your courts. You can't control your people. But you want to chastise the president. Who's that moron judge? Judge Harvey Wilkinson. You criticize the Trump administration of handing the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case and say nothing of the corruption of your peers, of your side of the three pillars of rule we have, the executive, the Congress, and the legislative. Where's your letter to criticize your corrupt peers? Nowhere to be found. You are a corrupt piece of garbage, Judge Harvey Wilkinson. You should be writing a letter condemning your peers, but you won't. You won't. You, Harvey Wilkinson, are creating a constitutional crisis here, because you're going to force the executive branch to bypass you, which has happened in our history, because you have no authority. My advice to the Republicans, use these cases to show how corrupt our judges are. Use these cases to show how corrupt Democrats are, that they would protect rapists, murderers, and criminals, illegal or not. Use this to take the House and the Senate, and then start doling out justice and impeaching these corrupt individuals. And all you need to do is impeach a couple. Once you do that, they'll all fall in line and start following the Constitution. But to the people who support this, tables will turn. They always do. A conservative's take that is much better than a Green Party, Democrat Party, an elite's take, the Rhino take, the Libertarian take, is we want justice for all. We want common sense politics. We want what's best for the American people. We want to protect our borders. We want to do what's right for America, and we know life's not fair. And tough decisions need to be made. These are vile, corrupt human beings I just mentioned and talked about today. Never forget that. I am William Del Pilar for Fired Up. And until next week, stay strong. And most importantly, keep your heads on the swivel, patriots. Keep your heads on the swivel.